title is Care for the Poor and Needy. Care for the Poor and Needy. Who do you and I think of as poor and needy? Here's six we'll look at today. 1, orphan, fatherless. 2, widow. 3, homeless. 4, slaves. 5, strangers. And 6, like Ruth in the Bible, having to move to survive. My mom, Sister Sarah, and I went through all 6 in World War II and thereafter. Who looks after the poor? Is it Robin Hood, who steals from the rich and gives to the poor? Do deacons look after the poor? Do government agencies? 47% of Americans pay no federal income tax. Are they poor? Mr. Herbert Armstrong, in The Plain Truth, January 66, on the personal, asked the question, does God love the poor and hate the rich? Today, we'll find 100 homeless prophets in the Bible and find a rich chief tax collector to whom Jesus Christ said, I must stay at your house. In today's message titled Care for the Poor and Needy, we'll look at 6 points. 1, who are and are not the poor? 2, why? 7 biblical causes of what creates poverty. 3 case histories of poverty. 4, fixing poverty. 7 rules to get out of debt. 5, 3 biblical examples of who helped the poor. And 6, God blesses us for helping the poor. Time constrains me to 6 points, not my beloved 7. If you, like me, enjoy points, examples, and scriptures, today is our day. These points, examples, and scriptures, quote, will be given in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Luke 6:38. Point 1. Who are the poor and needy? 7 categories. 6 will be the poor, and the 7th, caution. Today, for time's sake, I'll read to you all scriptures. Like the Bereans in Acts 17:11, you can check the scriptures later. First category of poor and needy, the orphan or fatherless. 2 examples, Esther and Lot. Example 1, Esther 2, verse 7. Is Esther an orphan? Quote, and he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Example 2, Genesis 11, 27 and 28, is Lot, who was fatherless. Quote, Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begat Lot. Haran died before his father. Lot was Abraham's nephew. Abraham was close to his orphan nephew Lot, who Josephus says Abraham adopted, and who was at the time likely Abraham's heir. Second category, the widow. 3 examples, Naomi, Ruth, and Anna. Example 1, widow. Ruth 1, verse 3, is Naomi. Quote, and Naomi's husband died, and she was left, and her 2 sons, who both died. Example 2, Ruth 1, verse 4 and 5, is Ruth. Naomi's two sons both died, including Mahlon, Ruth's husband, leaving Ruth also a widow with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Example 3, widow. Luke 2, verse 37, is Anna. Quote, "And this woman Anna, a prophetess, was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer night and day." Third category, homeless. Three examples. 100 prophets, Paul, and Israel in captivity. Example 1. 1 Kings 18, verse 4. 100 prophets. Quote, "So it was, while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them, 50 to a cave, and had fed them with bread and water." Example 2. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 11, is Paul. Quote, "To the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. We labor, working with our own hands." Example 3. Ezekiel 12, verse 11, is Israel. "Say, I am assigned to you. As I have done, so it shall be done to them. They shall be carried away into captivity," that is, become homeless, "and returned by God," we see in Jeremiah 29, verse 14. "I will be found by you," says the Eternal. "I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all nations and all the places where I have driven you," says the Eternal, "and I will bring you to the place from which I cause you to be carried away captive." Fourth category of poor, the slave. Three examples. Widow's two sons, Esther and the Gibeonites. Example 1, 2 Kings 14, verse 1. The widow's two sons. Quote, "A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.'" Example 2, Esther 7, verse 4, is Esther. "For we've been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male and female slaves, I'd have held my tongue." Example 3, Joshua 9, verse 23, is the Gibeonites. Quote, "Now therefore, you are cursed, and none of you shall be freed from being slaves, woodcutters and water carriers for the house of my God." Fifth category, strangers. Three scriptures. First, Jeremiah 22, verse 3. "Thus saith the Lord, execute judgment and righteousness, and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong, and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow." Second, Ezekiel 22, verse 29. "The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they are wrongfully oppress the stranger." Third, Leviticus 25, verse 35. If one of your brethren becomes poor, falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Sixth category, move away to survive. Three families, Naomi, Abram, and Isaac. Example 1, Ruth 1, verse 1. Naomi's family. There was a famine in the land, verse 2, and they went to the country of Moab and remained there about 10 years till the famine was over. Elimelech cared for his wife Naomi and two kids during the famine, as we note in 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, is worse than an infidel. Example 2. Genesis 12, verse 10. Abram. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. And example 3, Genesis 26, verse 1, Isaac. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to the land of the Philistines. In the seventh category, use caution with these poor. Ask, check, beware. Five examples. Example 1, the beggar. Jewish Encyclopedia Charity says, beggars who went from door to door received nothing, or at best a pittance. Beggars and vagrants were weeded out. Easton, under poor, says, begging was not common on the Old Testament, while it was in New Testament times. But begging in the case of those who are able to work is forbidden, and all such are enjoined to work with their own hands as a Christian duty. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, Paul says, commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Example 2, the lazy or the sluggard. Six scriptures. First, Proverbs 6, verse 9. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? Second, Proverbs 20, verse 4. The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing. Third, Proverbs 20, verse 13. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Fourth, Proverbs 24, verse 33. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, so shall poverty come upon you like a prowler, your need like an armed man. Fifth, reference only, 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 7 to 12, and sixth, reference only, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11. Example 3, the drunkard, two scriptures, 1 Proverbs 23, verse 21. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Second, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11. Not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is a drunkard, not even to eat with such a person. Example 4, the impostor. Jewish Encyclopedia Charity says impostors pretended to have bodily defects, whereby to appeal to sympathy. Example 5, the lawbreaker. Four items. First, the example of a thief. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to who has need. Second, Jewish Encyclopedia Charity says non-Jewish poor were also supported from the charity fund. But such Jews as willfully transgressed the law had no claim to support as brothers. Third, Proverbs 13, verse 18. Proverb, poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction. And fourth, John 12, verse 5 and 6. Judas said, Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This, he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box. He used to take what was put in it. Point two. Why are people poor? Seven causes of poverty. First cause of poverty, disobeying God's law. Four items. First, impoverished Haiti, in update 428, quote, is an extremely corrupt country filled with godless voodoo demon worship, unquote. Worshipping demons can cause poverty. Second, Ezekiel 16, verse 49. Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Third, Daniel 4, verse 27. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. And fourth, Proverbs 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction. Second cause of poverty, being lazy, sluggard, or slothful. Six scriptures, all in Proverbs. First, Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 11. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Second, Proverbs 10, verse 4. He who has a slack hand becomes poor. Third, Proverbs 12, verse 24. The lazy man will be put to forced labor. Fourth, Proverbs 13, verse 4. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. Fifth, Proverbs 14, verse 23. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. And sixth, Proverbs 20, verse 13. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Third cause of poverty, oppression, injustice, and enemies create poverty. Nine scriptures. First, Isaiah 5, verse 8. Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the land. Second, Ezekiel 22, 29. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they are wrongfully oppress the stranger. 3 Isaiah 3, verse 15. What do you mean by crushing my people, grinding the faces of the poor, says the Lord of hosts. 4, Ezekiel 18, verse 12. If he has oppressed the poor and needy. 5, Amos 4, verse 1. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring wine, let us drink. 6, Proverbs 14:31. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker. Not good. 7, Proverbs 13:23. Much food is in the fallow of the ground of the poor. For lack of justice, there is waste. And 8, Proverbs 22:16. He who oppresses the poor to increase his riches will surely come to poverty. 9, Proverbs 28:15. Like the roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. 4th cause of poverty, usury, unjust interest creates poverty. Usury and unjust interest creates poverty. 3 scriptures. First, Nehemiah 5, verses 1 to 5. There was a great outcry of the people and their wives against the Jewish brethren. There were those who said, we, our sons, our daughters, are many. Therefore, let us get grain that we may eat and live. There were also some who said, we have mortgaged our lands and vineyards and houses that we might buy grain because of the famine. There were also those who said, we have borrowed money for the king's tax on our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and indeed we are forcing our sons and daughters to become slaves. And some of our daughters have been brought into slavery. It is not in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. Second, Job 24:9. Some snatch the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge from the poor. They cause the poor to go naked without clothing and take away the sheaves from the hungry. And third, Ezekiel 18, verse 17, God says, who has withdrawn his hand from the poor and has not received usury or increase, but has executed my judgments and walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. Fifth cause of poverty, drunkard or winebibber, creates poverty. Proverbs 23, verse 21. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Sixth cause of poverty, greed, gambling, get rich quick, indulgence creates poverty. Seven items. First, Isaiah 3, verse 14. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders of his people and his princes, for you have eaten up the vineyard. The plunder of the poor is in your houses. Second, Jeremiah 2, verse 34. Also on your skirts is found the blood of the lives of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but plainly on all these things. Third, Proverbs 21, verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of every one who is hasty surely to poverty. Fourth, Proverbs 21:17. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Fifth, Proverbs 28:19-22. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows frivolity will have poverty enough. 6. Proverbs 28, verse 22. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. And 7th, Plain Truth, October 86, article, Gambling, the Poor Lose the Most. And the 7th cause of poverty, persecution. Persecution creates poverty. Persecution creates poverty. 3 scriptures. First, Proverbs 10, verse 2. The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Second, Psalms 12, verse 5. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. And third, Revelation 2, verses 9 and 10. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, but are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Point 3. 3 case histories of poverty. 3 case histories of poverty. Good News, August 1960, from article, How to Get Out of Debt. Here are 3 real-life church member case histories going into poverty. Mr. A, B, and C. Example number 1, Mr. A has a good job and salary and accumulated some money to buy a house and scraped up the rest, feeling he could handle the payments. Problems came and mounted, and credit card payments became minimum payments, then lagged. Insurance and taxes came, and eventually foreclosure. Question, what should Mr. A have done? Answer, count the cost. First, in Luke 14, verse 28, sit down and count the cost. Example 2, Mr. B started a business without sufficient background and experience. He struggled and began to borrow money to barely keep his head above water. Discouragement set in, and he gradually became slack. The business folded, and he was broke, tired, and penniless. What should Mr. B have done? Answer, he should have been properly trained, skilled, and experienced. And example number 3, Mr. C was a skilled cement worker with above average wages. He moved from a regular job to Los Angeles, where he wanted to live. He was unwise in not setting aside money for emergencies. He'd never believed in saving for emergencies. He was convinced that should emergencies arise, he'd be able to borrow sufficient for the needs. But he had not counted on being laid off during to work stoppage. He ended up fighting a losing battle. Mr. C, before moving, should have made a prior trip to investigate conditions of working, housing, and living he then could have prepared months or even years if necessary. Point 4. Fixing poverty. 7 rules to get out of debt. Point 4. Fixing poverty. 7 rules to get out of debt. Good news, August 1960, continuing in the article. Rule number 1. Put God first. Rule number 1. Put God first. Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This principle, if applied, is an absolute guarantee against starvation and grinding poverty. It's often the only reason the poor are able to keep their heads in the face of adversity. Ignorance of this one principle is the very reason that many wealthy individuals in the unexpected moment of adversity commit suicide. This includes God's laws of tithes and offerings, which bring a promise from God to supply our needs. The degree of God's prospering us depends on how thoroughly we seek and follow the other laws of his kingdom. Rule number 2, persevere. Rule 2, persevere. Don't be a quitter. Proverbs 24, verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Many failures occur because an individual gives up when there's still hope of success. Just a little more effort can often turn apparent defeat into success. Your debt or problems overwhelming? Don't quit. Keep working, thinking, planning. See your employer, creditor. Talk it over, your problem with him. Rule number 3. Be diligent. Rule 3. Be diligent. Proverbs 27, verse 23. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and to attend to your herds, for riches are not forever. Too many are lazy or slothful and don't know it or admit it. Proverbs 22, verse 9, King James Version. See you a man diligent in his business, he'll stand before kings. He'll not stand before mean men. Rule number 4, seek advice. Rule 4, seek advice. Do not be self-wise, a know-it-all. Proverbs 26, verse 12. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Proverbs 26, verse 16. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than 7 men who can answer sensibly. You'll always meet someone in your life who knows more than you do in some particular field. Proverbs 23, verse 12. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Find the man who has plain common sense, which gift is altogether too rare. Rule number 5, have foresight. Rule 5, have foresight. Everyone needs to develop thoughtful regard and make provision for the future. Hindsight is not enough. We also need foresight. Proverbs 22, verse 3. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Rule number 6. Do not try get rich quick schemes. Do not try get-rich schemes. Proverbs 23, verse 4. Do not overwork to be rich. God wants us to be prosper, but to be rich is another matter. All get-rich-quick schemes are basically selfish. The way to prosper is to work diligently, plan ahead, save, invest wisely. Money does not come easily. It comes through work. Proverbs 28, verse 19. He that tills the land will have plenty of bread, but he that follows after vain persons shall have poverty enough, and quite often bankruptcy. Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Beware of sending checks to Nigeria claiming a prize. Rule 7. Do not be liable for another's debts. Do not be liable for another's debts. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge, one of those who is surety for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take away your bed from you? To be surety for a debt means you make yourself responsible for another's debts. A message on 3rd of January 09, co-signing pitfalls, gave practical examples. Do not co-sign or loan money. Proverbs 11, verse 15. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates surety is secure. Many have not only lost their beds, but also lost their shirts by this mistake. These are living financial laws governing our lives, whether or not we know it. Many of us have been hurt by breaking or ignoring some of these rules. If we follow these seven laws and are faithful in tithes and offerings, putting first the kingdom of God, God will help us prosper. Point 5. Three Bible examples who helped the poor. Cornelius, Zacchaeus, and the Samaritan. Example 1, Acts 10, verse 1 to 4. Cornelius, quote, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man, one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people, prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Cornelius was a man full of good works, and he cared for the poor. Example 2. Zacchaeus, spelled Z-A-C-C-H-A-E-U-S. Likely a Jew, was a rich chief tax collector for the Roman taxes, and tax collectors were hated. To see Jesus Christ, he climbed up a sycamore tree because he was short. As with Nathanael, Jesus Christ knew Zacchaeus' attitude and spirit and said to him, Luke 19, verse 5, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Jesus Christ loved Zacchaeus, and his reply is recorded, Luke 19, verse 8. Zacchaeus said, "I give half my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." What an attitude of caring for the poor and obeying God's law. We don't need to give half, but we should care for the poor. Example 3, Luke 10, verse 33 to 35, the Good Samaritan. Quote, "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy to him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Good Samaritan cared for the poor. And last point 6, God blesses us for helping the poor. God blesses us for helping the poor. 10 items. First, when we help the poor, we're loaning to God, who promises to repay. Proverbs 19, verse 17. "He that has pity upon the poor lends to the Lord, and that which he has given, he, God, will pay him again." Number 2, because of the diligent prayer and alms of Cornelius the Gentile, God sent an apostle to him to baptize him and his family. Acts 10, verse 1 to 4, which we read, "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. An angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, 'Your prayers and your alms are come up as a memorial before God.'" Yes, God takes notes, a memorial before God. God is very concerned with our diligence in helping the poor and needy. Who has cared for the poor and not received usury or increase, but has executed my judgments and walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. Proverbs 24, verse 21. "He who has mercy on the poor, happy is he." Deuteronomy 15, verse 10. "Because of helping the poor, the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you have put your hand." Psalm 41, verse 1. "Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive and will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness," will sustain him on his sick bed. Proverbs 22, verse 9. "He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor." Hebrews 13, verse 16. "But do not forget to do good, to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." Luke 14, verse 13 and 14. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. And last, item 10, Matthew 25, verse 34 to 40. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you covered me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. Then the righteous will say, answer him and saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger, or take you in naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison to come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Let's remember to care for the poor and needy.